welcome to the WOAFM 99 radio show. We have a special episode today. It's In Conversation with Tim Shannon of Swift Timmy, all the way from Australia. So he's joining me in the studio. Unfortunately, he's not in the studio, but he's over the phone. Because of COVID-19, he couldn't fly in from Australia and he couldn't join me here. Okay, but it's a great interview. You got to check it out. So we're talking about New England Roses, which is the song by Swift Timmy that hit the top 40 or the top 50 on the UK iTunes charts. And also we've got our six breakthrough artists of the week. So we kick off today with Mick J. Clark with the song We Know It's True. So Mick J. Clark is going to be with me in the studio next week in an In Conversation episode, and we're going to be talking about his brand new single. I really want everyone to know that a lot of music that Mick J. Clark puts out, he gives to charity. Like, anything that comes in for that song goes directly to various different charities. He's a lot into anti-bullying, anti-smoking, you know, all that kind of stuff for kids. And, you know, Mick is in the studio over the phone again, because he can't be here. And Mick is in London, by the way, so he could have easily joined me in the studio. But because of this damn virus, we can't do anything together, you know. But we got to make it sound really cool. So you got to tune in next week to catch Mick J. Clark talking about We Know It's True and all his wonderful charity projects. Well, number two is an artist called Clef. It's a very cool name, with the song Fight For You. Now, this is a very modern, urban-sounding track, you know. I wouldn't say hip-hop, rather R&B. Cool, I think a lot of my listeners are gonna love this track. Number three is Thomas Michael Link, one of my favorite artists from California, with the song Just Another Day in Hollywood. Now, Thomas is also going to be with me in the studio a week after next. You know, after Mick J. Clark, it's going to be Thomas Michael Link joining me live from California, and we're going to be talking about his brand new single that he's working on right now in this lockdown, and he's going to be telling us how he's working with other musicians and you know, how they're working out different sections of that song, and they've got horn sections and all these things, and I'm really intrigued to find out how they're doing these recordings. And Thomas is making a lot of inroads into the charts, by the way, so keep an eye out for these artists. And then of course we've got Scar by Swift Timmy, which is Tim Shannon's band. Number five is Live the Moment, and I know everyone's going to laugh when they hear the name of the band. It's called Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensation. So I just had to put this song in. It's so funny. And also, another great thing about this track is that when you listen to it, all of us who've been there, you grew up in the 90s, you're going to straight away remember the Crash Test Dummies. That's how Itchy Richie's voice sounds. You know, it's got that Crash Test Dummies low baritone thing going on. So it's really, really cool. Great fun listening to this. And the name of the band, I mean, come on, it's Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensation. So you might need parental advisory, you know, if kids are listening to it. So yeah, okay. So number six is Reason by a band called Mailbox Destroyers. Now, this is another cool band. This is punk, you know, proper punk rock or indie to the core. You know, it's like really, really different stuff from all the commercial shit that comes out. Really cool. Hoping to hear more stuff from them as well. And last but not least, we end the show with New England Roses, which is top 50 track by Swift Timmy, and they hit the iTunes UK pop charts, which is not easy, I should tell you. Pop is a very difficult genre. This song also has Randall Waller, who is the guitar player from Shania Twain, who's playing on Swift Timmy's song. So I hope you like it. The song is more for singer-songwriters, you know, people who love lyrics and songwriting. You're going to like this. So, well, that's the show of today. I hope you enjoy it. And before I forget, guys, on Sunday, I'm going live. And so this is my second lockdown special garage session. Please do join me. It's going to be some fun times. And I'm doing a very a different sort of a show this time. It's going to be unplugged, but I'm also doing drums with my feet, like proper drumming, and unplugged guitars and vocals, and just doing a lot of originals, some covers. I've got a lot of people who've shown interest in the show, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone out there and having a party online party, okay? I'm going to be on at Oliver Sean on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and also on my band page, which is Oliver Sean Band. So you can see me there as well. That's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you soon.
We know it's true. We know it's cruel. We know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad. It's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? 'Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. We know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We've gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead, but with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. Treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. But we could always try and fly another planet in the sky, or maybe sail away. But there's no escape from the mistakes we made. Planet in the sky, or maybe sail away, 'cause there's no escape from the mistakes we made. So we know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know up ahead, but with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? 'Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. We know it's true, we know it's good, we know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? 'Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. It's true, it's true. I guess we know it's true.
You're that precious to me, and I care for you so crazy. Another day in Hollywood. it blinds your eyes. But this town cuts dreams down to size. I had dreams and I had hopes, but here your dreams go up in smoke. So come on down to Tinseltown, you better strut your tux, gotta wear your gown. Give the devil his due, it's understood, he's the real star in Hollywood. It's just another day in Hollywood. And there's no danger, it won't get stranger, everybody pays the price sooner or later. The tabloids turn you into damaged goods, it's just another day in Hollywood.
I said we're going to have a very, very special guest. His song has just started to make some major buzz on iTunes, on the charts. And we're very lucky to have Tim Shannon from Swift Timmy on the phone with us today. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, Oliver. How are you?
How is the situation in Australia right now? Which part of Australia are you in?
I'm in Sydney, glorious northern beaches of Sydney.
Wow. Yeah. And what's the situation there now with the COVID-19, the coronavirus thing?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're in lockdown. You can only go out of your house if you've got a valid reason for doing so.
Right.
So like the rest of the world, we're basically stuck inside for the duration.
Jesus. But you can go out once a day to work out and buy groceries. Yep. And stuff, right?
Yep.
Just like in the UK, so that's cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And as a musician, this should also help you make some more music, maybe?
Yes, look, I have been writing a bit more and sort of thinking about a few songs.
The thing is, as a musician myself, a lot of people think, you know, if you're locked in, musicians are going to, you know, be able to write more music and make more music. But I don't think that's the case when it's a situation like this, because your mindset, you know, it's all topsy-turvy. You're in a bad state of mind.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you're right. It's very hard to get into a mindset where you're creating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're stuck inside and you're worried and you're worried for your friends and family. And
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tim, tell us more about New England Roses. What's the whole story behind that song?
Sure. Well, that song was written in the winter when I was working this building and I was on the 24th floor and it was grey and cold outside. And I was thinking about my wife's grandfather lives in a beautiful part. Or he did live when he was alive. He lived in a beautiful part of Australia, the New England, in a town called Glen Innes.
Okay.
And he had a beautiful rose garden. And we used to go up there in the spring and you could smell the roses and it was just beautiful.
Right.
And I was thinking, sitting in this dingy office, you know, looking out, sort of, and just thinking about those roses. And I thought, that's a great idea for a song. So
Great. I thought it somehow had to do with maybe your daughter or something. I don't know why I thought that, but it just kind of came to my mind, you know, that it had something to do with your kid or something. But good to know.
Yeah. And look, it does sort of, because when we used to go up there, my father-in-law came from up there and he used to take us out to look at the platypuses along the river at dusk.
Nice.
And, you know, there's reference to the Beardy River, you know, where the Beardy's waters rise. So way out there in the bush.
Yeah.
And you go out there at dusk and you see the platypus coming down the river.
Wow.
And
that's really
cool.
That's
in the song too.
You know what, that story is gonna make our listeners want to hear that song even more. You know, the backstory of a song always helps in getting more listeners and fans, you know. So that's a great story.
Great.
So also, I just kind of am trying to understand the cover image of the song. I think I'm trying to understand now, because I see a building and I see roses. So that's you in the building thinking about the roses.
Yep. That's the actual building that I was in.
Now I get it. Now I get it. Yeah. So good to know that.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Tim, what else are you working on right now?
Well, apart from writing songs about COVID-19, I'm writing a really nice, like, whimsical country waltz.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Called when we can go dancing again. And it's all about social isolation and longing for the end of that.
How close are you to finishing that song?
It'll be a little while yet. Okay. I've got a good melody going and the words are starting to form. So.
But you better send it to us to play it on our show.
I'll do that.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. I think a lot of good music is going to come out on the other side of this COVID-19 thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So, on another note, your profession is, you are a lawyer, am I correct, or a doctor?
I'm a lawyer.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've met a lot of doctors who are musicians, professional musicians, but very few lawyers who have turned professional musician. So how did that come about?
Well, look, I've been a musician all my life. Both my daughters are professional musicians.
Yes, I know,
But my mother, even though she was a professional musician, wouldn't let me be a professional musician. She said, you'll never make any money or anything. So she encouraged me to be a lawyer. So I am a lawyer. But there are a lot of lawyers in Sydney who are very good musicians. And
really?
I sing with the New South Wales Bar Association Choir, which is made up of lawyers and judges. And
that's amazing.
There's a whole bunch of lawyers in the choir, and that's a really good choir. So,
Why don't you make like a rock band of lawyers? Man, that'll really work. That's a good idea, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So what kind of law do you practice, Tim?
I'm an insurance lawyer.
Did you ever consider being a music business lawyer?
Look, I did, and I've made a few sort of, you know, forays into that area, but it's pretty well covered, and, you know, I'm now settled, but, you know, one day just retire to full-time music.
So tell us more about your musical abilities. Do you play a lot of instruments, or do you use a lot of outside musicians to get your ideas, to make your ideas come into life?
I try and do as much of it as I can myself. I play all the guitars on the tracks, but on New England Roses, I must say that one of my very good mates, Randall Waller, who was the guitarist with Shania Twain's band for a long time,
played
guitar on that track.
I remember that part of the profile. That's really impressive that you got. So is he a lawyer as well?
No, he's a full-time user. He's doing it hard. Shout out to Randall Waller, because all of those sort of guys, they can't do live gigs, and that's how they make their living.
Yeah.
It's hard. He lives here. Okay. He went over there and lived in America for many years. He played in her show when she was doing Las Vegas. He did the big London concert. If you have a look on YouTube at the big Hyde Park concert, he's
fantastic.
Out there jumping around.
Cool. So we gotta give a shout out to Randall Waller when we play your song next.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be playing New England Roses, and congratulations on all the success you have on iTunes. And also, I think by the time this interview airs, there's gonna be quite a bit of news about your song hitting the charts, because I can see the song rising, and WOA is supporting it big time. And once we tell indie music fans to support an artist, you know, we've got a bunch of people who really support our musicians. So fingers crossed, Tim. New England Roses is going to see some great success coming up very soon.
Fantastic. And thank you very much.
You're welcome,
WOA.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Swift Timmy, is that your musical production name, or is it your daughter's production name?
It's the All Over project, the music project. My daughter mostly sings. So I sing New England Roses, but my daughter Adelaide has got a beautiful voice.
She's part
of Swift Timmy, yeah.
Yeah, we've played some of the songs that you've made where your daughter is singing, and I must say, she steals the limelight.
She's great. I'm happy for that.
She's really, really great, yeah. So should we play one of the songs by Swift Timmy where your daughter is singing?
Yes, please.
Yeah, which one should we go for today? Something that shows a broad range of the kind of music you make. You know, like New England Roses has this certain feel to it, but I want to show our listeners something on the other side, on the other spectrum of your production, you know?
Well, you could play ska.
Ska, okay.
And a ska was produced by Stuart Epps, who did work with Elton John and Led Zeppelin and a few other people, so I was very happy to have him produce that song.
Okay, on ska, now I can tell you one thing, that ska was featured on our Breakthrough Independent Artists album, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Which was in the Grammy nomination ballots.
That's right.
Oh, perfect. That's excellent. By the way, about Stuart Epps, do you know that Stuart Epps performed live at my WOA Summer Festival?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah. So he joined us. He joined my musicians. Yeah. He actually produced a song for one of our artists, WOA artists, Imana Starshine. Imana, the rock queen, she calls herself. So she was on tour
with us in India on the WOA International Music Festival. And then she also came to the WOA Summer Festival in the UK. This was last year. And Stuart Epps made a song with her for this one song. And he turned up in London at our London leg of the tour. And he was on stage singing the song with Imana. That's
fantastic. A good guy. Yeah.
Good guy. So we play Scar, which is produced by Stuart Epps. And this will show our fans just a broad range of stuff that Swift Timmy does. You guys release a lot of singles, correct?
Yes.
Have you got an album coming up, Tim?
Well, look, I've been thinking about that. Because I'm a busy lawyer, it's hard to sit down and do a whole lot of stuff at one time. So, you know, I steal sort of a day here and there in the studio. So if I get some more time, maybe with the COVID-19 thing, if it goes for much longer, I'll think about an album,
But how about, you know, putting all your singles together with maybe two or three new songs, you know?
Yes.
And then releasing that as an album. The reason I'm telling you this is... this is kind of from the music business side of it, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great idea because a lot of the major manufactured artists are concentrating on singles. So it's very difficult for independent musicians to break through into the charts. It's easier for us to chart an artist than they have an album. So I've been telling a lot of independent musicians, make an album because you can break through, you know, you can break through on these major charts. For example, we had Cathy Varna, who's a jazz singer, pop singer from France. And so she was working with us and we were going to push her, we were pushing her across, you know, radio and everything. And then we really pushed for her to get on iTunes, on the charts and all that. And lo and behold, it was an album. You know, we said, okay, let's do an album. And she made an album of five songs, which is not really an album, but we promoted it like an album, you see.
It's an EP,
And before you know it, it hit number 9 on the Billboard jazz charts.
Wow.
Can you imagine that for an independent artist, you know? I mean, we put a lot of singles on the charts, you know, by pushing it and promoting it and sales and all that. But for an album to hit that high was a revelation to us, you know. So I am telling a lot of my independent musician friends, you know, work on albums because labels like, you know, WOA marketing teams can actually help you get up really high and make a mark out there, you know. So just my two bits for you to consider.
Thank you. Yes, I certainly will.
Great. Okay. Right, Tim, before you go, can you please tell all our listeners where they can find more information and music by Swift Timmy online, on all the social medias and your website, of course.
It's www.swifttimmy.com.
Say that again.
And www.swifttimmy.com.
Got it.
And there's Swift Timmy is a Facebook page as well.
When it comes to Facebook, is it at Swift Timmy one word?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because a lot of artists don't seem to know what their literal username is, you see, and it gets very tough for music for fans to find yourself. So it's important that you know that. So at Swift Timmy.
Yes.
In fact, I'll also find it on Facebook and then put that on our podcast notes because this show will go out as a podcast as well. And what about Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am. I can't tell you my handle on Twitter. I don't use Twitter much.
Okay, cool. And what about Instagram?
Swift Timmy's not on Instagram as yet.
You got to get on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
I'll tell you that.
Yep.
All the young listeners are now on Instagram. They hardly go on Facebook. Even though it's part of Facebook, they still think it's cooler, you know.
Yep.
So they're on Instagram a lot. And, and last question I forgot to ask you. Are you guys working on a music video anytime soon?
We haven't worked on a music video, but I've got some friends and relatives who make music videos and I'm talking to them about it at the moment.
I really hope you do get a music video out and WOA will be there to support you because we've got a WOA TV show and we also work very closely with VH1, 9XO, all these channels. So if you make a good music video, we would love to support that as well, okay?
Fantastic.
And what's your daughter's name again? We need to give her
Adelaide.
A shout out.
Adelaide,
of course.
She's not only has she got a big voice, but she's a great trumpeter as well.
A trumpeter?
Yeah, she plays really good trumpet.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got I work with a very, very good trumpet player from New York, who's part of my real indie project. And if you check out my last song that I released, which is Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday, it's a cover song that we've done on our own with the Real Indie Project for the Grammys and all that. So Sarita Thompson, she's from New York. I'm giving her a shout out on the show.
Okay.
And she should, you know, get in touch with Adelaide. Maybe they can jam together on the trumpet thingy. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Super. All right, Tim, it was great having you on the show, my friend.
Okay, and let's get rid of those Chinese wet markets.
Oh, my goodness, man. Don't get me started on that. Hey, and thank you for sharing that thing about that doctor guy. Who was it, a doctor? The article you sent me?
Medical scientist, yeah.
Medical scientist, correct. And I was like, yeah, this is all vindicating all those posts I put up, you know.
Yep.
So that's
absolutely
cool. There was an article today on one of the newspapers in India who interviewed me about the COVID-19.
Yeah.
And of course, me being, you know, the way I'm passionate about everything, I was talking about the wet markets, yes, and all of that. And it was quite, quite explosive. So they decided not to print that. So in a way, I'm glad, because that would have started another storm of bloody shite going on, you know. So they just focused on my talk about independent musicians and how we need to support all the indie musicians, you know, so... So here's to us, Tim. Hope we come out of this with more great music and a lot of love for everybody, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for that.
All right, Tim. I'll talk to you soon. And best of luck with your new music. And congratulations once again on New England Roses. I love the song. As a songwriter, I'm telling you, your songs are getting better. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Tim. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I thought that you would die too nicely. Above the sinew and the bone, and I would carry you forever, so I would never be alone. So I found myself an artist, and he burned your name in pain. Beside the date we came together, along the Omni to the rain. But you, have left a scar. Yes, you. Chase away your jagged stain.
epic visions in our past align with something special for today. But of course my timing isn't right, soon you'll slip away from my hands. But it doesn't mean this moment wasn't worth it, and it doesn't mean that history won't repeat. But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt right now.
No, it's not your
fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault that fate's played against us. Played against us. Start right back again, though good things come to those who wait. So time will pass and everything gets hazy, and I can't believe I've been here this long. And it's so clear what happened here before.
To me to ride it. the highway. They stood up and accepted to help me, did not ask why. All I have to say, they're special people, never thinking of themselves, not an ounce of evil. There is a reason.
I know this work just must be done, but I sometimes wonder why. So I'm sitting in this big glass tower, halfway up the winter sky, longing for your smile and wishing I could fly. home today.